Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Pretty short one today, but packed with some exciting news nonetheless. Let's hit it. Here's something we don't often hear. Good news from Virginia. The state of presidents has become the latest to allow municipalities to use ranked choice voting for local elections. It won't take effect until next year, but it's definitely progress. Similar legislation has already been adopted in 11 other states. If you live in Virginia, now is the time to start petitioning for RCV in your city. Three professors wrote an article for Time.com on some polling that's recently been conducted. One poll showed that those who have been financially impacted by COVID are 20% more likely to support UBI, either because they need it or because they better understand that a person can need assistance due to no fault of their own. This is why the respondents also became less likely to stigmatize UBI, because they more easily identify with the people who need it. In a second study, more than 60% said they were experiencing a lot or an extreme amount of uncertainty. This should be compelling evidence for a UBI stimulus, but it also is known that feelings of uncertainty tend to increase people's affiliation with those around them. As a result, people in the survey reported feeling more connected with other Americans now than before the virus, likely contributing to the protest numbers we're now seeing as well. This may also be evidence for what Yang and Scott argue for, which is that UBI would help unite Americans. It also contributed to a longitudinal study between March and April, which found that people became more likely to believe they would personally benefit from other Americans receiving UBI, and that UBI would create better communities for all Americans. The Kentucky race continues to heat up, with primary votes being cast tomorrow. Booker supporters held a protest rally outside McConnell's house at 6 a.m. in the morning. They argued that if Breonna Taylor couldn't rest in her own home, why should Mitch be allowed to until he does something about it? They made quite a racket and announced policy demands on a megaphone. If you have any time to spare, please consider phone banking for Booker today. It's our last chance to make a difference before the fate of democracy is decided for the next 6 years. If you're not comfortable with that, you can also phone bank for Jonathan Herzog. There's even a phone bank Zoom party going on if you want company. Dan Price was kind enough to update us on a statistic today. He pointed out that it's no longer the three richest Americans holding more wealth than the bottom 50%. It's now just the top two richest who hold more wealth than the bottom 50% of Americans. I honestly can't even wrap my head around a single person having more resources than a quarter of a country. What the hell are we doing? Scott visited the Hardy Report podcast again to talk some more UBI. This time, they discussed the difference between UBI and negative income tax, or NIT. If you're not familiar, NIT and UBI are extremely similar. NIT is essentially a UBI paid for by progressive income taxes, except that it varies the amount given to people up front instead of varying the amount they pay in taxes at the end of the year based on their income. Put another way, NIT has means testing, which brings the problems of potentially not reaching everyone and of having to predict how much income assistance people will need, rather than just taking back what wasn't needed at tax time with the benefit of hindsight. So NIT requires some balance between frequent income reporting and inaccurate payouts. So they're very similar. NIT is just a slightly less efficient, effective, and adaptable way of doing things. Scott also went on to address concerns of UBI, such as inflation and cost, including getting into the cost of not having a UBI, which, among other things, is $1 trillion a year in child poverty, $60,000 a year to incarcerate a single individual, rather than just paying them $12,000 a year to remove the motivation for many crimes, inefficiencies in the tax code, etc. It's a pretty good answer to the most common objections to UBI. Might be worth a bookmark. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Petition for RCV in your city, phone bank to help get McConnell out, help advocate for clear, fundamental policy goals for the protests. If you're going out to protest, wear protection, especially on your eyes, head, and throat. If you get arrested while protesting, remember not to say anything without a lawyer. Whatever you choose to do, be wise, be safe, and act with measured purpose toward real solutions. And don't forget to Yang Daily.